Today on WCBS Backstory.
Tracking Sandy. Now
Tuesday, October 23rd, we first saw Sandy's path was pretty well predicted.
Meteorologist Todd Glickman.
It's a very dangerous storm that's going to be developing.
I remember saying to a friend that it was stunning how much agreement had developed not only between the models, but also as time started to progress.
All the models seem to be in general agreement.
And as we got to about 3 days in advance, we really had very high confidence that Sandy would be a very destructive storm.
Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen is back live with us.
I got an email from Craig, and he said, and I quote, "Be ready for additional work. I will likely evacuate my house this time or else die in the bay. I'm dead serious," he said. "Never before seeing such a threat."
So the tide's going to be higher than normal anyway.
So Craig came in for his usual shift on Monday morning.
Puts us on the upper right quadrant of the storm.
Craig came back at 4 o'clock, but right at 5:56 p.m., the phone rang. Craig did have to evacuate his family from his house.
Craig Allen, they're about to make you leave the weather center because of rising waters.
Absolutely. I think we're going to turn it over to Todd Glickman for my safety.
And so there I was back in the air Monday at 5:58 p.m. went all the way through midnight.
The storm itself right now.
This really unique situation was a once-in-a-career experience. It's something we think about a lot, and I never thought that it would occur during my career.
For more backstories, go to WCBS880.com/50.